Good morning, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. I am so happy, I am so excited to welcome you to my new program, The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. I am here to help you prevent a heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. I am here to educate, to teach, and we're going to have some fun too, because I want you all to call in and ask your questions. You got the phone number there? It's 941-206-1580. Let me tell you about myself. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Triana. I grew up here in Charlotte County. I am the first woman to grow up, graduate from Charlotte High School, and come back and practice medicine. I've been practicing since 1985. I'm a family physician who now has her boards and passion about lipids. What are lipids? Lipids, cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, LDL. We're going to unravel this mystery. And I'm going to be here, and I'm going to have guests from all over the country, including today we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Melvin Katzen, which I soon will introduce. Why is cholesterol important? It's important for your cell membranes, your metabolism of your cell, and hormones in your body. So what happens when we have too much cholesterol? It causes a disease called arteriosclerosis, plaque. What does that do? That causes a heart attack, the number one killer of both men and women in this country. But you can prevent it because arteriosclerosis, we can prevent, we can control, and we can regress this disease in your arteries. So what are your arteries? The arteries are your highway, your I-75. It's taking blood to your organs, your heart, your brain, your tissues. And when you don't get oxygen or blood to your heart muscle dies, and that's a heart attack. When you don't get blood to your brain, you get a stroke. So we know with all my training and learning, I have learned that arteriosclerosis is not a normal part of aging. So we are going to talk today about this disease. And I want to tell you why I opened the first prevention center of heart attack and stroke in Charlotte County. Why do I have this passion? Because I have seen what this disease does to my family, my dad, my mother, my patients. And I want everyone here who's listening to know, yes, we can prevent, we can control, and we can regress this disease. And I really would like to hear from you all, because you are going to guide us and you are going to help me to spread this word. So we're going to talk about your arteries and what is arteriosclerosis and what is plaque. So my first guest today is Dr. Melvin Katzen. He's been here since 1969. He is a pioneer and has brought to Charlotte County the latest advancements in radiological imaging and treatment. So, Dr. Katzen, how is it that we can look in our arteries and we can see this disease? And I say this because we're going to start with the big picture of what is arteriosclerosis. And we're going to learn also what is your LDL, your HDL, triglycerides? How does arteriosclerosis in women, how is arteriosclerosis causing erectile dysfunction? We're going to talk about advanced lipid testing, risk factors, and therapeutic lifestyle. But today, Dr. Katzen, how do we look at our arteries?
Well, good morning. There are many ways that we can look at our arteries. We have several tools that the imager uses. One of them is ultrasound. Another is just general X-ray. Frequently, somebody will come in for an examination, like a chest X-ray or a mammogram, or even have a broken bone after a fall, or come in because they have pain in their neck. And in all those examinations, we have an opportunity to see calcium in blood vessels. Without injecting anything, we see the calcium in the blood vessel. Now, how does the calcium get into the blood vessel? Well, the plaque is an inflammation, and the body tries to heal that inflammation. And I'm sure you'll talk more about that in the future. And as a result of this inflammation, the body heals a wound and deposits calcium. And calcium shows up on the X-ray, and we can see calcium in a lady who comes in for a mammogram. And that usually is a sign of a diffuse process, because arteriosclerosis, that you, I'm sure you will tell the audience later, is a diffuse disease. If it occurs in one part of the body, it's in every part of the body, because it's a general disease of the arteries. In addition, if somebody has a heart attack or has a clot that's blocking off the circulation to a limb or to some other organ, we can inject material into the blood vessels and actually outline the blood vessels and see the occlusion. So that's another way that we can see arteriosclerotic change. And the third way, of course, is using an ultrasound probe where nothing is injected, and we can see the different quality of tissue in the various blood vessels, like in the carotid arteries, in the femoral arteries, in the groin, and in other areas of the body. So using all these various methods, we have a look at the arteriosclerotic process, so to speak. But what we see is the calcium of the healing. We do not see early disease, because early disease is invisible to the X-ray. There is one other method that we use now, which is called intra-arterial or it's called intravascular ultrasound, or IVUS, where a small ultrasound probe is actually put into the artery, and we can see the nature of the plaque and the extent of a plaque. And this is particularly used at times when the doctor's putting a stent and trying to open up the vessel.
Now, doctors, just to let our listeners know that today, if they call in and ask a question on what you're talking about this morning, they'll be in the running for a $25 gift certificate from the wonderful new Opus restaurant on Marion Avenue in downtown Punta Gorda. If you have a question for the doctors this morning, please call 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And we have our first phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for the doctors?
I just had a stent put in, and I wanted to see what I can do to make sure that I don't have to have another one put in.
That's a great question. And that has to do with control and regression. The most important thing is we need to target, first of all, is your LDL cholesterol. We need to lower your cholesterol in your body so that the plaque doesn't form. We need to also do advanced lipid testing, which we will discuss in the future, to see, is there inflammation, or as we call it, fire in your artery, to try to decrease the inflammation in your arteries. We do this. We know that the cornerstone of treatment and prevention is diet, exercise, and also medications. So that way we can help prevent the progression of your disease in your artery. Dr. Katzen, could you talk to us about visualizing more about the arteries in this gentleman?
Well, sure. You know, the when people put a stent in, they have an arteriogram.
Yes. Go ahead with your answer, please.
And in the course of doing the arteriogram, the vessels are visualized. After the stent is put in, the vessel is visualized, and the narrowing that usually is caused by soft plaque is opened, and that's what a stent is. And the best way to describe it, a stent is a wire, an expandable wire, where a balloon is put into the vessel, and a wire mesh is expanded, and the wire mesh can expand, but it can't contract, so that we open up the vessel again. The body then has to heal the injury that's caused by the stent, and it will close off and reform plaque if the conditions are not changed that caused the narrowing to begin with.
Caller, would you like to be put into our drawing today to win the gift certificate to the Opus Restaurant?
Yes, I would, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Can I have your first name, please?
Charlie.
Charlie, your last initial?
S.
Okay, Charlie, please listen to the end of the show, which will be at 11:35, to find out if you're our winner today.
Thank you,
okay,
Charlie,
thank you
for calling today.
And I'm sorry, Doctor. But Charlie, if you have further questions and if you need follow-up, please call the Triana Prevention Center at
941-625-1990 or TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And listen in future shows because we're going to go more in-depth about the different mysteries of your arteries and plaque.
Thank you so much for your phone call, Charlie.
Okay.
All right, well, congratulations, your first show and a phone call. Your first caller, way to go, doctor.
Thank you.
Now, this is really interesting. What other information do you want to get out there today to our listeners?
Well, again, as I said, I'm here to prevent. And part of prevention is early detection. There are so many people out there who say, oh, I don't have any problems with my cholesterol. I exercise. I work out. I don't have any problems. But the thing is, we know that 50% of people, their first symptom of heart disease is, or vascular disease, is a heart attack. That's their first symptom.
That's the first symptom. And I've seen this in people that I know, extremely physically fit, not an ounce of fat on their body. You know, they're out there running and working out and lifting weights, and they have
arteriosclerosis.
Yeah. And I was surprised when I started learning that some of my friends who are in, you know, great shape and they're athletes can still have this heart problem.
Because when you come to, I am a clinical lipidologist, and I have my boards in lipidology. And I look at a patient, and as I say, the patient is my book. I look at the patient, we get their family history, which is very important. Not just mother and father, brothers and sisters. We look for what we call our red flags.
So this could be hereditary?
Yes. It can be hereditary. And we also look for red flags. We also do testing to check to see, is there plaque buildup in the arteries? Which, Dr. Katzen, tell us again about how you have seen patients who've been treated and their carotids or their artery ultrasound improves.
Doctors, we do have another phone call. Would you
okay.
like to take that
yes.
call first? Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Would you like to be in the drawing for the gift certificate today?
Yes.
What's your first name, please?
Kathy.
Kathy, and your last initial?
J.
All right, Kathy, please stay tuned to the end of the show to find out if you're a winner, and please go ahead now and ask the doctors your question.
I am under a doctor's care for cholesterol, and I'm having trouble with my triglycerides staying up. I'm wondering, the doctor seems concerned about blood sugar. What is there a relationship between increasing or elevating blood sugars and high triglycerides?
Yes, Kathy, that's a great question, and let me explain why. About 70% of people who have a heart attack within the year, they're diagnosed as having diabetes. So we know now that there is a correlation between your ability to metabolize sugar in your body and the formation of plaque in your artery. When we eat too much sugar or carbohydrates, which turn into sugar, that sugar is either used by your muscles or it forms into triglycerides. Triglycerides is a fat which goes and travels to your fat cells and deposits there. So yes, there is a high correlation. Many, many years ago, they used to think that triglycerides were not important. They are important. They're an important part of the picture of arteriosclerosis. But we also know that people who now, today, are diagnosed with having diabetes, that at least 10 years before, they already have symptoms and signs of insulin resistance. For example, any blood sugar fasting above 100 is not normal. These are part of what we're going to be discussing in the future of prevention, where we can catch and identify the patient who is at risk.
Kathy, do you have a follow-up question?
No, thank you. That was very helpful. I appreciate the information.
And we appreciate your phone call today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call, Kathy. Listen in. So, Dr. Katzen, a lot of people don't realize that arteries, they always focus on just the arteries of the heart. People don't realize that the arteries in your legs, what we called PAD, arteriosclerosis in the peripheral arteries, is very important. Could you tell us how we look at those arteries?
We can use the same technique that we mentioned earlier to look at those arteries. One very simple way to look at the arteries in the legs is to measure the blood pressure in the thigh and the blood pressure in the ankle as it compares with the blood pressure in the arm. And we call that the ankle brachial index. And if the blood pressure in the ankle is less than the blood pressure in the arm, we can be very suspicious of occlusion or narrowing of the blood vessels. We also measure the wave form, in other words, the projection of the effort of the heart as it pumps the blood through the arteries of the legs. And by analyzing that waveform without any injections, we can sort of predict an occlusion versus a narrowing. Now, the degree of occlusion or narrowing is sometimes very difficult to project by ultrasound. We tend to sometimes overestimate or underestimate the extent of the disease, but we certainly can detect the disease. And remember, once again, by simple x-rays, we can see calcium in the wall of the vessel, which means that the disease has been present for quite some time.
So in other words, a lot of patients don't realize that if they have pain in their calves when they walk, that this is another red flag of vascular disease, arteriosclerosis. Most people are very focused on the heart, which is, of course, the most important. But we know that we can look in other areas of the body to detect disease. So if we do find plaque, does not every one of us want to try to prevent an event?
Of course. I mean, the plaque is plaque will always progress if left unattended. And just like you can't live without a heart, it'd be very difficult to live without a leg. And a lot of people, unfortunately, in the past, have wound up having amputations before arterial intervention was done, either by surgeons or radiologists, where they were able to open up the vessel. But that is just a stopgap measure, because that just fixes the plumbing but doesn't do anything about the cause.
Yes, and it doesn't do anything about the disease. So, yes, we know people put stents in their arteries, in their legs, and it does improve the patient's problems, but it doesn't go to the root of the disease. And this is what this is why my program is called The Slippery Slope of Lipids. And we're going to learn more about lipids. And I want everyone here to have any question, any also other medical issues, to call in. We're going to speak in the future such things as women and cholesterol. Yes, breast cancer is important, but number one killer is going to be the heart in women. Yes, men, did you know that erectile dysfunction is caused by arteriosclerosis? So we need to know about your cholesterol. We're going to talk about advanced lipid testing, which is more than just the regular lipid test that most people get with their physician. And as Dr. Katzen was saying, at the Triana Prevention Center, we do the angiobrachial index. I'm going to have my staff, too, come and talk about the services and why we do that to help our patients. We're going to talk about the risk factors, a disease. What is the Framingham risk score? What is the risk factors that I can take care of in my life to prevent this? And we're going to talk about TLC, therapeutic lifestyle. Yes, diet affects. Yes, exercise affects. Yes, too much drinking and also smoking affects our arteries. And we're going to discuss again about prevention, control, and regression of disease. And we want everyone who has a question to call in. But I'm going to end our conversation today with Dr. Katzen. Dr. Katzen, what else can you tell us about our arteries?
I'm sorry, can I just interrupt for a moment, Doctor? Before you start moving into your wrapping up, I just would like to announce today's winner of the prize before we run out of time. And that's our prize, a $25 gift certificate to Opus Restaurant on Marion Avenue in downtown Punta Gorda is going to go to our very first caller of your new show. It goes to Charlie S. And Charlie, you can pick up your gift certificate at the front desk here at Clear Channel Radio.
Thank you, Cece.
You know what I was wondering, doctors, since you specialize, when should a patient make the next step from their general physician, their GP, to calling you and seeing you?
Okay. Definitely anyone who has a stent, has had bypass surgery, has had a heart attack or stroke. Anyone who has a strong family history of heart disease in their family. The earlier we can detect and prevent this disease, the better. Dr. Katzen, you were going to say something?
Well, one of the myths we see in our patients frequently is that a patient will have an examination and they'll say, well, I only have a 30% narrowing of the vessel. I'm okay. Well, you're not really okay. And I'd like you to comment on that concept that a small amount of plaque is nothing to be concerned about.
No, any plaque is disease. Any plaque. And we're going to talk about the anatomy of plaque and how when the plaque breaks open and ruptures, causes a clot, which then your arteries don't take blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your organs. So 30% is It's not like you have it. It's not like the old story. You're pregnant or you're not. There's no in between.
So it's like there's no little bit of pregnant. There's no little bit of blockage. Any blockage, any development is bad.
Yes, it's bad, and we can prevent it. And in fact, we need to be checking the cholesterol. The Pediatric Society now is saying, they used to say check your cholesterol when you're 20. Now it's down, especially if there's risk in your family, at the age of 8.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I am part of the National Lipid Association, which they have a great website also, lipid.org. And also a great website is the Baldonian method, which we are going to discuss in the future to help prevent heart attack and stroke by early detection and finding out who is at risk. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover, but sometimes you just gotta open the book and look in the pages. That book may have more going on inside than you and I think about.
And I think that's a very good point. As we were talking about earlier, you see people who are in physically fit condition and still have heart and artery disease.
That's true. And again, as I was saying, is you have to look at the patient, the history, the physical, advanced lipid testing. Every day I tell my patients, knowledge is power. And you, the patient, can work to do the prevention. Is that not true, Dr. Katzen?
Oh, that's true.
So now, do patients have to get a referral from their cardiologist who's dealt with the stents to your practice?
They don't need a referral. They can come, and I can then give the information of what I do for the patient to their primary care physician or to their specialist. My focus is on this prevention.
So you work as a team member with the other physicians?
Yes.
And are your treatments also covered by insurance?
Yes. Many of the treatments, a lot of the treatments you can do yourself. You can watch your diet. You can exercise. We can do early detection to see, are you going to become a diabetic?
Oh, so it's not all about taking pills?
Oh, no. I wish it was that easy.
What, there's no magical pill to cure everything?
I tell my patients, believe me, if I had the magic wand, I would use it to help my patients, but I don't.
So a lot of it is education towards the patient receiving education of things they can continue doing at home.
Yes. Education, detection, by also the physical exam, imaging studies, advanced lipid testing, that we can put together as a whole. I give the analogy, I look at the patient as a total being. It's important to know what is their lifestyle, what is their risk factors for heart disease, for vascular disease, what is their family history, their brother and sister. If someone comes to me and say, my brother had a heart attack, my dad had a heart attack at the age of 52, my brother had a heart attack at the age of 40. These are all red flags. Do you have gout? That's another red flag. We are going to delve into this very much in future shows, all these little details. And as I said, we're going to have guests.
And do you know who your guest for next week is going to be?
I'm going to have one of my staff here as my guest.
Oh, wonderful.
To talk. And, of course, in the future, we'll have Dr. Katzen, too, because he can present some great cases. And we're going to present cases, too, in the future.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first show of The Slippery Slope of Lipids. Dr. Triana, welcome to the WCCF family. And I hope you've had a fun here today on the air. You've done very well, and I look forward to working with you every week on the Slippery Slope of Lipids. And one more time, just remind everybody where they can get more information on your website.
TheTrianaPreventionCenter.com. And again, I want to remind people, please, I want the audience to call in and ask questions. No question. Every question's important. Thank you.
Until next week, when you please come back and join us next Friday morning at 11:05 for the Slippery Slope of Lipids with Dr. Elizabeth Triano. Thank you for listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana. For more information on the topics discussed here today, call the Triana Prevention Center at 941-625-1990.